She doesn't do it anymore because I told her to stop.
Oh, yeah. Hi, friends.
Hello. Okay, so I'm still trying to get my headphones situated. My bad.
Okay. So I thought that since we were starting at 9, that would give us, like, plenty of time to be completely ready. And, yeah.
It didn't.
That just gave us more time. No, that just gave us more time to do other shit. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Hi. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and we're really busy like the rest of you. So busy, in fact, that we have 2 hours to sit here and talk to each other.
Well, we probably would have done that anyway, but...
Yeah, we'll just let you listen. So, we have someone that is waiting on the line, but I'm just not sure now if we should let them be on the show.
Who is it?
Well, it's someone who was supposed to be a guest on the show.
Oh, is that the decision that was made?
Yes.
I'm still a little mad.
Okay, so what should we do?
We should probably get it over with.
Get it over with. Okay, so I don't know if you'll ever live that one down. Hi, Matt.
Really?
He's really not saying anything because I totally clicked on him and he's live right now.
What? Happening. What?
Hello?
Okay, so we're going to continue on. Now,
what was that?
I have no idea. Okay, so we have a list of things that we're going to talk to you guys about tonight, and on the list is... Tila Tequila has absolutely gone crazy, so we're going to talk about her end of the world tweets, because apparently she knows what's going down and the rest of us are just all stupid and she's got it under control. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about binge-worthy shows that you can stream and watch. We're going to talk about what we're going to buy on Black Friday. We're going to talk about Mary and her catfish. And we also have an angel program announcement. So let's do that first, because right now that's most important. So we still have angels that, well, actually we have kids that need angels. So someone was lovely enough to hack our website so that whenever someone clicked on just the angel program links, it would take you to a different website. So that's lovely. The rest of the website was totally intact, no problems whatsoever, just the part where you could either sign up to get an angel or sign up to be an angel, it wouldn't allow you to do either one of those things. So that's lovely. So what's happening right now is, as of right now, it's completely shut down. You can't do either one of those things on the website or it would take you to that other place. So we shut that off so it wouldn't happen. But what we need is more angels. We have kids that need angels, and you guys are not able to sign up through the website link. So you can email us at therealteenmomtalk@gmail.com. That's therealteenmomtalk@gmail.com. And you can let us know how many kids you would like to sponsor. And what we're asking for them to get is something like pajamas, hot chocolate, and a book to read with mom or dad. And then some kind of toy if you want to. You don't have to. Pajamas are on sale tomorrow for $5 for the top and the bottom. And then, of course, books are inexpensive. Hot chocolate's inexpensive. So if that's something that you guys can do, please let us know. Send us an email to therealteenmomtalk@gmail.com and let us know how many children you are able to help this holiday season. And at my last count, we still have 15 kids that we need more sponsors for. and these are kids that are 2 and 3 to a family. So if you can only adopt one child, if you have a friend that can also adopt a child, if you guys want to go together and adopt 2 children, that would be awesome. But we just need some, we need some more people to adopt the kids that are left. So send us an email to therealteenmomtalk@gmail.com and we'll get these kids taken care of for Christmas. Thank you very much for helping us, and we so appreciate it. And it wouldn't be possible this to be the third year to make something like this happen if it weren't for you guys. And so we appreciate your help. And even though someone is trying to make sure it doesn't happen, we know that you guys will come through and it will happen. So just send us an email. We'll hook you up with a kid or a couple of kids or whatever it is that you can handle, and we'll get these kids taken care of. So that's what we need to say about that, and I'm going to mark that off the list. Okay.
You made a list?
Yeah, I made a list because I had a lot of stuff that I needed to say. So, list. You know, we're back to that part where we actually care again.
Yeah, but we'll only get to like 2 of them.
I don't know, maybe 3.
Maybe.
But there's like 12, so.
Jesus.
Shut up. And then I have a rant that I'm going to go on momentarily. Hold on. And if you guys have questions or if you have something that you want to add or share, you can do that on our Facebook. No, I'm sorry. Don't do that on Facebook. We don't want you on our Facebooks. do that on Twitter. Do it on Twitter at Marty and Hallie, or do it on Ask. What's the Ask link? I forgot. It's at the top of our Twitter, actually. It's the pinned tweet at the top of the
Marty
Twitter.
And Hallie.
So if you want to ask something but you, I guess, don't want to ask it from your Twitter, you can do it that way.
And if you want to be an asshole, we can just block you from it now. So that's cool.
Yeah, now that they've done that. Someone's asking for the show link, and I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. I'm just not very well versed at that. Okay. Now, do you want to start with Tila Tequila, since you're the one that hips me to what was going on?
I think that you should do your rant first. Because after you do your rant, I think that we're going to be, it's going to be funnier.
Yeah, oh, you think after I go good and off that we'll have a better show after that? Okay.
I do.
All right.
It usually helps everything, to be honest, so.
I don't know why. Oh, I'm such a bitch. All right. So here's the deal. I have a problem with people who expect things from me. Like, I'm well known for doing whatever the hell I want, and if I want to do it, I'll do it, and if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it, right? Okay, well, then it comes to Christmas presents. So, like, you know, your sisters and your brothers and their kids and stuff like that, you know, and you have your, like, basic list that you hit the same people every year, good to go, right? Okay, well, then you get married, or somebody in your family gets married, and you add to this family, right? So you're continuously, as the years go by, you're adding more family and more family just by people marrying each other and having more children, all right? So here's my issue. I don't like the fact that I'm expected to have a certain type of relationship with anyone. Like, I mean anybody. I don't care if you gave birth to me, if we came from the same mother and father, if we lived in the same house together for 5 years. Like, none of these things matter to me in the grand scheme of things. What matters to me is the relationship that I have with these people, right? So if I don't have a great relationship with you, you're not on my Christmas list. You're just not. So, and I feel like I need to pandering to certain people and continuing with the gift giving, because I'm a gift giver. Like, I don't have any kids, and I work pretty hard, and the money that I have, I like to spend it. So if you're friends with me, if you're family, if you're important to me, chances are I buy you shit. That's just me. So my sister's kids, I buy them shit all the time. Sydney less than Summer, because Sydney doesn't really ask for much. But if Summer asks for something, it's showing up on her door in an Amazon box 2 days later without question. That's just how we do shit. So, but I have a relationship with these kids that's like, I mean, me and these kids ride or die no matter what. If I'm having a bad day, you know, I'll just like they would run to me to make some shit better, even though I'm not going to go to them and be like, oh, my God, my world's falling apart. Just being with them makes me feel better, makes me have a better day. I enjoy them being part of my life, right? So I just think that people expect that there's supposed to be some type of relationship without putting in any kind of work. So say, for example, if Hallie gets married and Hallie's husband and I are supposed to have some sort of friendship, but Hallie's husband doesn't ever talk to me, doesn't have much to do with me, but
he'll probably be an asshole if we're being honest. So
no, I don't think so. I see, because it's gonna take somebody that's gonna be able to put up with it's gonna be easy to put up with you. It's gonna be more difficult to put up with me and Ron. Because if someone wants to marry you, they're gonna have to get past Ron and his guns, and then they're going to have to get past me and my mouth. And if they can handle all of that, then they can marry you. But, okay, so my main thing is, like, I don't feel like I'm going to keep going out of my way for these people that I don't have a relationship with just because I'm supposed to have this relationship with them, right? So say Hallie gets married, and I'm supposed to have some type of friendship with her husband because he's my best friend's husband. Okay, well, if I never talk to this motherfucker and we don't have anything in common and, you know, shit's just weird between us or we don't ever talk, just like no relationship, okay, well then, Hallie's husband, you're not on my list of shit to buy shit for. I'm sorry, you're just not. By the same token, if I had a friend that I used to be friends with and we're really not friends anymore, don't expect me to buy your kids shit for Christmas. I'm not doing it. If you don't talk to me more than six times out of a year, don't expect me to buy you shit. Don't expect me to buy shit for your kids. And then even more than that, I might actually in my mind decide, and I think I have, for all the people that I should have a relationship with that you don't try, like if I'm trying to be nice to you, like I'm a bitch, okay? So if I'm coming to you and trying to have a relationship with you and you're not doing your part and trying to, well, then not only am I not going to get you a present, but I'm going to get somebody else that I like an extra present just because you're a bitch. So basically what I'm saying is, oh, Hallie's husband, you don't like me? Cool. Hallie's getting two presents because you're a motherfucker. So I'm refusing from this point on to participate in these relationships that I feel like are forced just because I'm supposed to have this relationship with this person. Just because you marry my sister or you marry one of my nieces or, you know what I mean? Any of this shit that's supposed to make us family, that's supposed to make us close, there's some work that goes along with that shit. And if you're not going to do the work, well, then don't expect me to be the money bags because I'm not participating in that shit anymore. And a lot of it is my fault. I have always been the person that buys shit, and I do that to myself, and I realize that. But at this point, I've just decided that I'm going to continue to buy shit because that's what I like to do, but I'm going to buy extra shit for the people that I like and forget the people that don't want a relationship with me. Does that make me a bitch?
No, but I find it weird that, like you were saying, that people, like, expect you to get their kids things. I find that weird.
I mean, I find it weird, too, but you would be surprised how many people feel like they're entitled just because you're related to their child. Like, okay, say, for example, if you and Jake weren't close, right? You never talk to each other. He never calls you or anything like that. and then you don't really know his kids or have anything to do with his kids, and it rolls around Christmas time, like, okay, you haven't talked to this motherfucker all year long, but you're supposed to go out and spend $50 to $100 per child just because they're your brother's kids, but you don't have any relationship with them. You never talk to them. They never call you just to see what's up. There's no, hey, Aunt Hallie, on the other end of the line, because the adult of the house said, hey, you should call and talk to your Aunt Hallie. You know, all the things that we had to do as children, that our parents mm-hmm. kept us in touch with our families and made sure that we had relationships with the people that we should have relationships with. Like, all that shit has fallen off. And so I just feel like if you're not going to do the work that goes along with being, you know, whatever relationship we are, well, then the good shit's not going to come with it either. Like, don't call me when you have a problem. Don't look under the tree for a present from me to you. Like, the shit is just not going to happen. And if that makes me a bitch, I guess it makes me a bitch. But I just think that, like, there's a real disconnect these days between people's relationships, and they think that shit is just a given. Oh, you're my brother. That means we're cool, and that means I owe you something. What I owe you is, if you're a good brother to me and you have a relationship with me and I have a relationship with your kids, we're all good, and the Christmas tree is going to be fucking stacked. But if I don't know your kids, don't look in my direction. You know?
No, I agree.
I just, like, it really chaps my ass, and I don't love it.
And
so,
knowing
that
the situation that you might be talking about, I feel like that you've been more than accommodating to it so far.
Well, and then, you know, you have to try, but, you know, if I wasn't willing to try and I just didn't want anything to do with these people, then that would be real fucked up for me to be like, oh, well, you're not getting a Christmas present because I don't like you, even if you are my brother. That would be fucked up. But, you know, by the same token, if I'm trying to have a relationship with you and trying to be an adult with you, especially if you have a kid that I'm trying to get to know and you're not, you know, you're not putting anything into it, well, don't expect me to put anything into it either. Whether it's a $5 Barbie or $100 tablet or whatever it is, just don't expect me to put in on it if you're not putting in on the relationship.
I agree.
Okay. So that makes two things on my list that we've already talked about. What?
Feel better?
List for the win. Okay.
Do you feel better?
Now what?
Do you feel better?
About my rant? Yes, I do feel better. Because now I've said it and I'm done with it. And if people don't get shit for Christmas, they'll know that it's because they didn't have a relationship with me.
Amen.
Fair. Like, it really makes you a bitch when it comes down to it and you're talking about, like, certain people and you should have a relationship with these people, but you can only try so much. And if they don't want to have a relationship with you, or they only want to have a relationship with you because they know that you're the one that buys shit, well, you know, there comes a point where you just have to cut that off. And if you can't cut it off, then you don't have any ovaries. So, everyone look at my ovaries. I'm cutting that shit off. Okay, so Mary and her catfish, we got several questions about it because we talked about it on the last show, and we talked about it again on Twitter this past week. And so people were asking what our opinion was of what happened with Mary's catfish on Sister Wives. So,
girl,
I'm going to let you run with that
one.
Get it.
Okay. Well, last time we talked about her daughter, like, we were kind of wondering where she was at and all of that. Because it's a weird place. Right?
Right. Mary's daughter. What's her name? The oldest one.
Why did
one.
It just... Mariah.
Yeah, Mariah.
So, she's not the oldest one, by the way. Isn't that weird? I thought she was.
I thought she was, too. Who has an older one?
Janelle.
Janelle? Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. So we're wondering, like, where she's at in all of this.
And so this last week was the tell-all, and they were supposed to talk about the catfish, which they only talked about for, like, 8 to 10 minutes, whatever. But
you know, I think that the reason that they did that was because it was already filmed, and that 8 to 10 minutes was something that they could cut out and splice it. Like, they could cut out what was there before, splice in what they had to film because the catfish information came out, and then throw that on
right.
the end of the episode.
Oh, for sure. But she sat down. I can't remember her name right now. She's popular. She's on the ID channel. That's how I know who she is. Whatever. So anyways, she was talking to the older kids, and she asked Mariah if she still wanted to be in polygamy when she got older. And she was, like, really shy about it. And then she said she did not want to be anymore. And she was the only one I remember saying that she did. And the lady asked her, she said, well, have you talked to your mom about it? And she said, no. And then she asked if she had told her dad. And she said, yeah, I've talked to him a couple times about it. So it almost seems like maybe she's not really talking to her mom.
You know, it seems like it from just from that. And I don't know if that's true or not, but if you think about
right.
it, she has to be, like, wholly embarrassed, like, just
for sure.
all of the embarrassed. So I don't think that I'd want to talk to her about it either. And if I did uh-huh. and it came out, it would probably come out something like, you're a fucking whore of a mother, and I don't want to be a polygamist like you.
Right. Well, and that would probably come with questions like, why not? Well, you're over here talking to a catfish. Whatever.
You're so happy
anyways,
in your plural marriage that you have time
right.
to have this whole online relationship with this woman who you think is a man, but it's not a problem.
But when they talked to Mary about it, all she did was cry, obviously, which kind of felt like a defense mechanism because you're going to feel bad for somebody that cries, right?
For sure.
That's what I've noticed. So, but nobody else really talked. Cody was giving her, like, the stank eye, and it sounded like he had just found out about all of it. And he had noticed online before everything came out, he said that people were, like, tweeting him and saying kind of what was going on, and he told her to stop. He feels like all that happened was flirting, which if you listen to the messages, she was saying she was going to leave him. And this guy that she thought she was talking to was so much better looking and so much of a better person, and they don't even compare to Cody. Like, he's so much better. But anyways, she kind of made it sound like she was abused, and I didn't like that.
I think that abuse is something that is far different than what she went through. Like, I understand that she was fooled by this person into thinking that, you know, they were someone that they weren't. I just don't see how that equates to abuse.
No, and I know that there's, like, mental abuse and all that, but I don't think that's even mental abuse. I think she
no,
got caught up.
Because the voicemails that she was leaving was like, I love you so much and blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
and she was all in it. This was not someone that was calling, like, I can't believe you said that to me, and you've ruined my whole life, and, you know, that's not what it was.
Right, but she made it sound like they made her leave those voicemails, and those weren't, like, prompted voicemails at all.
At all. There was,
those were like,
TLC
I wish you would
had
talk
absolutely
to me.
Nothing to do with those.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So I just think it's
she
weird.
Was, like, begging in those voicemails. She was, like, she was desperate, and she was doing everything that she could to get this girl / guy to call her back, the girl
mm-hmm.
she thought was a guy. And so for her to even say that, that's stupid. No one's going to believe
yeah,
that.
Right,
it's totally
way.
Inaccurate. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for her. I feel bad for the rest of the family.
I feel bad for the kids mostly because they're the ones that are in school with the people who are really going to say something about it. Because most of the adults, I mean, they know people who know about it, but adults really aren't going to throw shit like that in your face. Whereas
right.
kids at school, you know, whether these kids are in college, high school, junior high, whatever, the kids at school are talking about it because their parents are talking about it at home. I mean, you know, we're talking about it now, and we don't have a kid that goes to school with this kid's mom or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we have kids that go to the same school that her kids go to or whatever. Imagine how much those moms are talking about it. So the kids that go to school with the sister wife kids, they know what's going on in this house. And they might have even known before the kids on Sister Wives knew. Just because it was all coming out in the blogs and everything, everyone was learning about it. And I'm sure that Mary kept it a secret as long as she possibly could. And the kids were probably the absolute last to find out. So I'm sure they were hearing about it at school. Other kids were making fun of them. I'm sure that it was way worse to be one of those kids than it was to be her. She's an adult. She was in on it. Part of it is her own fault. Whether she was lied to or not, she put herself in that situation. And, I mean, if she's embarrassed, so what? But I do feel bad for the kids.
Mhm. Yeah, because you know that their parents already talk about them because they go to school with them and they're on TV.
Oh, yeah, before this even happened. Yeah.
Mhm. So now they're just hearing more, which is great.
Mm-hmm. And if they weren't homeschooled by one of the moms before, well, maybe they will be after this.
That's coming.
It's really sad.
Oh, ugh. Man.
I mean, there's enough of them to have their own school, but whatever.
Can we talk about Janelle for just 1 second?
Which Janelle? Sister Wives Janelle or Teen Mom Janelle?
Not her. Teen Mom.
This bitch. What about her?
Well, her PR, Stevie Ryan, and said, "Happy retard day, Stevie, hashtag stupid bitch." Her PR.
That Johnny Donovan guy?
Yes.
He is a real gem, let me tell you. Okay, so first of all, in order to represent a heroin addict, you have got to be just at the very top of the PR game because that's what everyone wants. And then on top of that, Stevie is not the first person that he's argued with on Janelle's behalf, but Janelle is not the only person that he represents. So all of these other people that he represents, if you're on here talking to blogs and haters and everything else on Twitter about all these other people, how much time do you really have to do your dumbass PR stuff? I'm going to need you to get on the phone with the flat tummy tea people and the $5 bracelet people and the teeth whitening people and the dog box for Kaiser people. I really don't know what box it is, but it just reminds me of the dog box, you know, bark box, where every month you sign up and they send you a box full of treats for your dog. Well, she got something like that for Kaiser, but I don't know what it's called, so I'm just going to call it a bark box. So he just needs to get with all those people and actually do real PR work instead of going and calling names behind Janelle.
No kidding. That's nasty. Well, and her makeup artist or whatever was really awful to people, too. She was, like, tweeting them. So this is the second makeup artist that's been an asshole. She was tweeting people telling them that they needed makeup and they were ugly.
Yeah.
We really need
to stop talking about her because if we continue to talk about her for about 5.5 more seconds, I'm going to tell what I know and you know you don't want me to.
Oh, no, I don't want you to.
Okay, so let's talk about something else before I drop.
Now everybody's going to want to know, though.
Well, we're not going to talk about that, but yeah, that's
not
why
today.
We're not going to talk about Janelle.
Not today,
bitch. But it's in my pocket, okay. So fuck with me if you want to. Okay, so that makes 4 things on our list. Kiss my ass, Hallie. Okay.
I would not.
So
like to
now,
do that.
Huh?
I said I would not like to do that.
Good. Because we're not even a little bit gay. I would not really want you to kiss my ass either.
Not even a little
bit. I was just,
it's okay if you are, though.
Rubbing it in. So the next thing that we're going to talk about is some binge-worthy shows that that we have either watched recently or in the past that you guys should watch too. So I have finished like 5 different series on Netflix, Hulu, and Prime Video or whatever it's called, Amazon Video. I don't know what it's called. But anyways, I watched like 5 different series in the last maybe 2.5 weeks. Way too much TV. But some shit has been really good. And I started a new one this morning. And it's on Amazon Prime's TV network, whatever it's called. I forget their streaming network. And it's called Catastrophe. And it is so funny. So this guy and this girl meet at a bar. And he's not even drinking. And she's drunk. And they go back to her place and they hook up. And they're like in England or some shit, right? So they hook up. And he ends up going back to America, and she calls, like, weeks later or whatever to tell him that she's pregnant. So they're absolute strangers. They don't really know each other at all. She doesn't know his last name. The only thing that she knew was his phone number, and she calls him in a whole other country to tell him that they're having a baby. So I'm really enjoying that one right now. And I just finished, before this, The Killing on Netflix, and it's a Netflix original, and it's like a cop detective show or whatever, and it was really good, and I was really into it. And then it has 4 seasons, and so, you know, you start the last season and you're thinking, oh my god, I only have like 10 or 15 episodes until I get to the end of it, and it's all going to be over, and I've been watching it for 4 seasons, and this is going to suck. How about the 4th fucking season has 6 episodes? So on episode 6, I'm thinking I'm halfway through the last season, and the shit comes to a screeching fucking halt in episode fucking 6 of season 4, and I was pissed. So if you're going to watch The Killing, just be prepared. Season 4 is a short one, and they're just going to cut that shit off, and it's going to be done.
So is the show over?
I don't know if it's over or if since it's a Netflix original, I'm kind of led to believe that it's over since they cut off the last season. Carl! This fucker's trying to eat my wedding ring. Okay, so, you know, since it's a Netflix original, you would think that if there was going to be another season that they would have filmed a whole one. So it kind of leads me to believe that it's just done, but they kind of also left the door open to continue it. So I don't know. Yeah. So definitely watch Catastrophe on Amazon Prime. And The Killing was really good until that last season. So, and I'm trying to remember what else I watched. I watched Bosch on Amazon Prime, and that was really good. And then I watched, what was the first? Hand of God. That was really good. It had... I don't know what else he's on. He's the really ugly guy on Sons of Anarchy. He was like the dad biker or some shit. I don't know. But he's the really ugly guy. And he's a good actor, but he's just like, he is hurting for real. And so he's like the main character in Hand of God, and he's a judge. And it's a really good series, but they only have one season up. So you only get like 10 episodes, and then you get really hooked, and then you have to wait like a whole year for some more shit to come on. So, yeah. But, Hallie, you should watch Catastrophe, and the login information is the same for the Prime account, so you should log in and watch that shit. And yes, Amazon Prime, we're sharing an account. Middle finger to your ass.
We're not all paying $75 a year for that.
Shit, it's $99 a year. Don't play.
Is it? Dang.
Yeah. So, okay. But that's all right, because I have let like 4 or 5 different people, I've ordered shit for them because I have Prime. So not only do I order out the ass, I can't fathom how much money I saved on shipping this year just by having Prime. But I'll order like one thing at a time. I'll order something today, order something tomorrow, order something 3 days from now, when I could have just ordered it all together and let Prime ship it in one box. But no, I paid you $99, and you can ship all my shit one item at a time. Thank you.
You're messy.
I am a Grinch today, I'm telling you. And then, like, all I can think about, this is fun, telling you right now. The only reason I'm here is because Hallie's here, right? Talking to my friend. But in my mind, the only thing that I can talk about, the only thing I can think about, shopping. I don't want to eat. I don't give a shit about your turkey. I'm sure your macaroni and cheese is good. I will have some of my banana pudding, and then my ass is going shopping. I don't give a shit about the giving of the thanks. I just want to shop. Thank you very much.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, because I have a list of that shit, too.
I have two shows.
Okay.
We don't really watch the same kind of stuff, but the first one is on Netflix, and it's called Life Unexpected, and it's kind of one of those, like, feel-good family dramas, whatever. My mom and I watched it together. I think it was on in, like, 2010 and 2011, and it was on, like, the CW, and it has two seasons, but one of the main actors got a job in another show, so they ended it, but it's really good. I rewatched it. And the other one...
And it's called what again?
Life Unexpected. The other one is one that you and I both watched. And there should be a new season coming out here soon.
Is it Kimmy?
And that would be... Yes!
I love Kimmy.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And I don't know... I don't feel like a lot
We're
of people
live,
watch
damn it,
but they should.
It's a miracle. What?
I don't feel like a lot of people have watched it, but they should.
It's so good. You totally should watch it. And
it's
so
hilarious.
Funny, and it's goofy. It's so good. I love it. And then
it
by the second episode, if you're not singing the theme song, we cannot fucking be friends. Like, I don't even want to know you if you're not singing that song by the second episode.
It's so funny. and, oh, crap, what was I going to say? I just completely lost. Because I was searching the name for sure, because I couldn't remember it. And it suggested Kimmy Gibbler. So that just locked me.
Oh, Lord.
Because Fuller House is going to come out in January.
Is it January?
Yes, that's what I heard.
I think I just hit seven different notes when I said January because I was so
you
surprised.
Good job.
But I knew
and
it was coming out in 2016, but I didn't know January.
But what's funny, though, is I was so excited about the Boy Meets World, like the Girl Meets World relaunch thing, and
yeah,
I've never watched
too.
It.
Well, it really
Have
isn't that great.
It?
It's okay, but it's not in comparison to what we're used to. Like, Boy Meets World versus Girl Meets World is kind of like, let me think. It's kind of like Growing Pains versus iCarly.
Okay, nope. I better not watch it.
It's They're trying to make it to where it appeals to kids nowadays, which I understand that, and you kind of have to, but it's just not, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. If you guys disagree, please let us know, but I feel like it's more of it as like, it's more of a new age thing than it is, yeah, I don't know.
I'm kind of afraid to watch it because I feel like it might ruin Boy Meets World for me, but I'm not afraid to watch Fuller House because I really like John Stamos, and he's going to be on that. So,
have you seen him in Grandfathered?
I haven't watched that yet, but I have it recorded.
Okay, you need to watch it because that shit is so funny. Like, I kind of expected it to be a wash for him, and I thought it would be something that, you know, they'd do the pilot and maybe three or four more episodes and then cancel it. But it's a really good show, and it's funny, and his character is really good.
I'll have to watch it. I'm really excited because
yeah,
I
dig that one.
I feel like my first crush was Uncle Jesse.
You know what show
sure
I'm afraid to watch? I'm afraid to watch the new episodes because Netflix picked up Inspector Gadget and made a whole new season of it, or maybe even two seasons of it. And I'm so scared
nope.
to watch it because if
nope.
they fuck up Penny and Brain, I don't even know what I would do. Like, I just can't. That would be like if there was a new Punky Brewster. There's no fucking way that I could get down with a new Punky Brewster.
And there's a show on Netflix, too. I can't remember. I think you watched it. It was like Frankie and Grace. That one's really good too.
Oh, yeah. It's one about the two old ladies and their husbands hook up. They're both married. It's two couples. Two
and
men,
they're business partners.
Yeah. And so the two men of the two couples, they've been seeing each other for years and their wives never knew about it. And they're business partners, and so they're like all the time doing stuff together, vacationing together and all this other type of shit. And the wives never knew all this time that the two men were gay and hooking up. And so when they're really old, they decide that they're going to divorce their wives after all these years, and they're going to live out their golden years together as a couple. And that shit is fucking hilarious.
It's so funny. Somebody just said, did you guys ever watch The Wonder Years? Kick-ass Kevin Arnold plus Winnie Cooper. Yeah, we did. Or I did. I'm sure.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know that I was actually going to use The Wonder Years as my example whenever I said that it was like that and versus iCarly. I was going to say The Wonder Years, but the truth is that I didn't know if Hallie watched The Wonder Years, and I kind of think that she didn't watch Punky Brewster because she didn't even say like, hell yeah, when I said something about Punky Brewster.
No, I did. I was just reading. I watched Punky Brewster. My babysitter when I was little was, like, really old. So we watched really old stuff.
Like what?
And by,
like, The Price is Right?
No, we watched I Dream of Jeannie every day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, and, like, my comfort. Do you have, like, a comfort TV show that has a bunch of seasons and it's always on rerun somewhere? So.
The Fresh Prince.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Mine's Roseanne. I can watch Roseanne any time of the day.
I have a whole lot of rants that I could do right now about a particular subject, and I won't. But that person did forbid me from watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because they thought that it was inappropriate.
That's stupid.
I can't even think of one Fresh Prince episode that was ever inappropriate. Like, if anything ever inappropriate happened, those were the days where they, like, taught you a lesson in the show and, like,
right.
Something bad happened because they didn't listen to their mom and dad, and then you would learn the lesson and mom and dad would rescue them and it would all be okay. Like, The Fresh Prince was not ever anything that was racy or anything like that. But, yeah, I was totally... Yeah, I was not allowed to watch that shit. That's crazy to me.
But now you have.
Not only have I watched it, but I watch it regularly, and I watch it any fucking time I want to. Because why? Because I'm grown.
At least it was a good show. Like, when you're proving your point, you're not having to watch a stupid show.
Yeah. I really kind of think that it was only because she didn't like it. But then that only speaks to how dumb she is because everybody likes Fresh Prince.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
So
that lasted longer than I thought it would.
Let's talk about our polls from this last week.
Okay.
So we did several polls throughout the week, and we're going to do some more. What?
Y'all are liars.
I knew you were going to call
them
liars.
You guys
are
lying through your teeth, and it's
lying.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Okay, so some of your answers, we were a little bit surprised, and then some of them we were just like, you're a fucking liar. Shut up. So, okay, the first poll we were not surprised with, and that was actually, that was more than a week ago. Hold on. Let me go back. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. So we asked, and this is the one where we really figured out that you guys were a bunch of filthy fucking liars. So so this is where we figured it out. So we asked, do you tweet and drive? So out of 235 votes, 81% of you said that you do not tweet and drive. 19% of you admitted that you do, but 81% said that you don't.
81% said they don't?
Yeah.
They're lying more than I thought. Get out of town.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, it's really on the steep side, though, if you think about it. Hold on just a second, and I'll tell you exactly how many people it was. Okay, so that you're just fucking disgusting liars. 190 of the 235 people said that they don't tweet and drive. And so I know that there are plenty of you that are going to be like, tweeting and driving is dangerous. I don't text and drive because I have children and all this other kind of stuff. That's all great and fine. But you stop at the red light just like everybody else does, and you look at your phone just like everybody else does, and not every person is lying, and there are a lot of people that are just like flat out against it, and you don't text or tweet and drive. But the majority of us do. So I'm going to take this time to remind you that Twitter polls are completely and totally anonymous. There's no way for us to know what you said, so there's no reason for you to be such a filthy fucking liar, okay? So
because
future,
if they weren't, I would have called every one of you out. Separately.
If she knew who you were. She would have told you to do tweet and drive, damn it.
Or at least you have, don't lie.
At least once. Okay, so the next one is, do you love at least one Taylor Swift song? 75% of you said yes, and 25% of you said no. So 25% of the 139 voters said no.
25% of you, come to me personally, come to me, and I will find a Taylor Swift song that you will at least enjoy a little bit. I know I can. I have like 80 Taylor Swift songs on my phone. I can do this for you.
Yeah, I did not like Taylor Swift to begin with, and now I have Taylor Swift songs on my phone because Hallie. So
but I'm,
all of
I
you
mean,
36 and a half people who said that they don't like Taylor Swift, go to Hallie and she'll fix it.
Well, and it's hard. I think that I would have believed that more, and it could be true. Maybe I'm just saying you're lying because you're not agreeing with me, but whatever. when she went so pop, it's hard to think that, like, no one – like, when she was just country, okay – because there are people that despise country, and I understand. Well, I don't understand, but I know that's true. But she went really pop. You don't despise country.
I don't love country.
Yeah, but you love old country, so don't talk to me like that. Anyway.
Yeah, but only because my sister made me listen to it in the car, and she could drive, and I couldn't, and she had friends, and I was just a kid, and...
Well, she's versatile enough that you guys can like Taylor Swift, and that's okay. We just got an ask question, and it's probably somebody wanting me to find them a Taylor Swift song, and I'll do that for you.
Okay, so while you're looking at that.
God!
What?
Dang!
Somebody being mean?
What?
Is somebody being mean?
Real mean?
Yes! What did they say?
They said, can I preface this with happy Thanksgiving to whoever you are because you need it. Here's hoping when you two dipshits are tweeting each other while driving, you both hit a power pole.
Can I just tell you, person, whoever you are, that shit like that doesn't happen to people like us so that we can continue to annoy people like you. So there won't be any power pole hitting or anything like that. We'll continue to tweet and drive, and should we have an accident, we have insurance, both car and health, so we'll probably make it out all right. Have a nice day.
Well, I mean,
asshat.
It's not like I make a habit out of it, and I'm never driving, and I'm just tweeting or texting
it's
or any
like
of that.
It's not like we're driving the car with our knees and tweeting
ever.
While we drive down the street, okay? But if we're stuck at a light or sitting in traffic or some shit like that, yeah, we're probably going to pick up our phones. And if that makes us terrible people who deserve to hit light poles, Well, then cool.
I just want to know why the hell they're listening to a couple dipshits.
Right? If you're so bad, why are you listening to us? Why do you care? We are just two girls who are friends who are sitting here talking about shit that we care about. And if you don't care about it, why are you listening?
Man,
don't you have some Thanksgiving to cook for your family that's better than us?
You've got some dipshits occupying your mind. Somebody
yes.
just said, I legit don't tweet and drive. If you had said text and drive, though. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Also, Smarty needs to spill her Janelle dirt. No.
No. Not going to be able to do it.
No.
But, I mean, maybe some at some point, but not right now.
It'll happen one day,
okay.
but not today.
Yeah, it always happens one day. So, y'all run let her
Somebody
know.
Somebody will push it.
You know,
hopefully it happens
Holly,
before
I hope you
life.
Just... I was about to make a light pole joke. Damn it!
The other day, you guys might find this funny if you've been around for a while. Whenever we've had the website, and then we did, I think we had started the shows by this time, somebody made a fake Twitter account because that's what people do when they don't want to say what they have to say because they're scared, whatever, live your life. And they said that Smarty made so much money off the website that she had bought herself a new Honda and stole gym equipment from Gold's Gym.
Okay, two things. One, I would never buy a Honda. That's just not my style. Two, if I'm making so much money that I bought a Honda, why did I have to steal the gym equipment?
I'm just saying. That was just like a flashback Wednesday for
you. And three, if you know me, you know the last thing that I'm interested in is fucking gym equipment, okay? Fuck out of here with that. Yeah, the good days. Okay, so I want to talk about the stuff that I'm going to buy on Black Friday. And
okay.
First of all, what?
I said okay.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Sorry. I have Carl standing right here in my face. And his face is much bigger than my face. And he's just breathing a lot. And it's just a lot of dog breath and noise. And I really didn't know what you said. Okay. Anyway, the stuff that I want to buy on Black Friday. Carl, hey, those are mine. You got to stop, dude. I love you a lot, but you cannot eat my wedding rings. That's the second time, like, in the last 30 minutes that he's tried to pick them up off my nightstand and eat them. Okay. So I have a couple of good things, Black Friday-ish, and then I have one thing that just really gets on my nerves, okay? So, of course, we're going to start with the shit that gets on my nerves because I'm a bitch. So, Kohl's, if any of you work at Kohl's, feel free, when you go to work, to tell your manager that you have the dumbest fucking sale of anybody doing Black Friday, okay? Dumb. You know why? Because everything I want is some mail-in rebate shit, okay? And you know who's not going to mail-in rebate? Me! So you know who's not going Black Friday shopping at Kohl's? Me. So you're going to be going to work, and people are not going to be buying that shit because nobody wants some shit they have to mail in fucking rebate for. And please let me know. Tell me if I'm wrong, if there are just, like, really, really people that are fucking with it, that you go out and you buy shit, and then you mail in the rebate like a person who has their shit together. Because who doesn't? Me. I do what the fuck I want, and what the fuck I want does not include mailing in rebates. So, Kohl's, you can keep all of your shit that's marked $7.99 because it has a $12 rebate. So that means I'm paying $19.99. And you know what? Never going to mail in from a $12 back. So it cost me $19.99, not $7. I'm going to Kohl's. Fuck you, Kohl's. Okay. So that was my Black Friday.
Kohl's always has a really long line, too.
See, and that just makes it even worse. What I'm not doing is standing in line anywhere. I'm not doing Black Friday shopping anywhere that I can't do it online, unless it's for my gun, because I'm buying a gun as part of my Black Friday haul. Part of that will be a weapon. So,
Lord, here come more ask questions.
Well, don't get me started on the rant about the gun, because y'all will hear a real fucking rant if I go into that one.
No, we're not going there either.
We're not going there, because y'all will be like, holy shit, I had no idea what kind of bitch you were until that moment. Okay, so anyway, the only thing that I'm probably going to go to the store for is the gun, and that's only if only if I know that I can get a better deal than I can get a different day. So other than that, everything's going to be online. And if I can't get it online, I don't fucking need it. And then as I'm looking through all the papers, there's not a whole lot of shit that I really need. So I'm about to say some really ridiculous shit. And just so you guys know, the most important thing on my whole Black Friday list is a memory foam gel mattress pad. And pillows. That sounds really boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? You know whose bed's fucking comfortable? Mine. So I require a comfortable bed, and I require a mattress pad topper thing that's even more comfortable, so that whenever I get into my bed, it's inviting and it's awesome, and I don't want to get out of it, and I don't wake up every morning like, oh my God, my back hurts. I'm too young for that shit, and I'm just not doing it. So I require the mattress pad, and I bought one when I bought my new bed, and I don't love it, and so I'm getting a different one. Well, the one that I'm getting is only $30, and it's regular $115. So I'm excited about the fact that I'm going to save, what, $85? So that's like the most important thing for me. Okay, so I'm getting my mattress pad, I'm getting a gun, I'm getting pillows, and I'm getting a chrome bit. Have you guys heard about the chrome bit? No chrome bit, Alan?
Is it like Chromecast?
Okay.
I have that.
No. It's not like Chromecast. It is. It's actually fucking cool. It's ridiculous. So it's a computer in a stick that's about the same size as a regular flash drive stick, you know, like a USB flash drive. So it's just a little stick, but it goes in the back of your TV, and it's a whole computer in this stick. And you stick it in your TV, and it turns your TV into the whole computer. Like, the hard drive and everything is in the fucking stick. You got, like, 2 gigs of memory in this little sucker and everything. And the only thing that you need beyond that is, like a Bluetooth keyboard with a little mouse pad on it or whatever. But just the part where I have a whole computer with a processor that is equal to the processor that I already have in my main computer, with half the amount of storage that I have in my main computer, but it costs $85. $85. And it's a whole computer, and it sticks into your fucking TV. And it is the coolest shit of the whole fucking season. And I'm buying it. And I might buy 2.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I thought it was cool, too. Like, and it's like, it's fully functional. It has a badass operating system. Like, it's not like a mobile browser that you're plugging into your TV or anything. Like, it's a legit whole fucking computer in the little stick. So, I mean, you can save files. You can do, you know, like word processing and shit. I mean, it's a regular fucking computer in this little bitty ass stick, and the motherfucker costs $85, and I'm cussing a lot because I'm excited about that shit.
Is that on sale?
Well, see, no. And I don't expect it to be on sale because it just came out, but $85 is the price tag. Well, actually, it's $84.99, but that's the normal ass everyday price.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that. And I'm just looking for it because I can't find it in stock anywhere right now. And so that's the reason. The only reason I'm really buying it right now is because I'm afraid that I won't be able to get it later, like the closer that it gets to Christmas, because it's already going out of stock and coming back in, and then going out of stock and coming back in. So
right.
If you get it when it's not in stock on Amazon, basically you're buying it from somebody else who already bought it, and now they're reselling it, right? So those people are selling them for like $115 to $155. So I just want to get one that's actually in stock so that I can pay the $85 and be done with it. So I'm not really looking for like a Black Friday deal. I'm just looking for the stick computer in stock, $85, done deal, me. Pick me. I want it. Take my fucking money. So that's really the only thing that I have on my list for as far as Black Friday is concerned. But that's not true, though, because I always get the Victoria's Secret, spend $1 million and we'll give you this bag full of shit that you don't really want. I always get that. I mean, but isn't it true? I think it's if you spend $100. And it might be even less than that. I don't remember. But anyways, the shit that comes in it is like Christmas scented shit. So if you really want to know what's about to happen, if you're getting a Christmas present from me, you might get the shit that came in that bag, and I'm going to keep the bag because that's how I roll. So like last year, it was like all twisted peppermint scent or whatever. And so there was a candle and body wash and lotion and I think bubble bath.
Bath and Body Works?
Is that what I think I said Victoria's Secret, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. But they also, because
I'm looking at the Victoria's Secret ad. Yeah. And they do have a, yeah. Okay, but no, I am talking about the Bath and Body Works, not the Victoria's Secret bag. But I'm getting the Victoria's Secret bag, too. Don't get that twisted. So, anyway, but the Bath and Body Works bag, I will be regifting to someone, minus the bag, because I don't want any of that shit that smells like Christmas. I'm not interested in any, like, even at Lush, I didn't buy any of the Christmas shit because I don't care about the Christmas shit.
At Lush, you should. My favorite one was the Christmas one.
Well, I do like that little bear that has cocoa butter and honey and something else in it. And it's a bath bomb shaped like a little bear. And it's like brown and white. And it was the bomb. And it was like $4. So, just so everybody knows, don't buy any of that bear. And then go the day after Christmas. And that little fucker will be like $1.75.
But you should buy it now because it's pretty wonderful.
Don't buy too many of them, though, because then there won't be any for me to buy at $1.75.
Okay, so don't. Just wait until Smarty tells you you can buy it.
Yeah, and that'll be after I've already bought what I need, and then you can go buy what you need. But the Lush here is in the Galleria, and that's like this, what they want to be the fancy mall, but really it's not. North Park is the fancy mall, but the Galleria is what was supposed to be the fancy mall. And so it has ice skating in it and all this, right? Well, a few years ago, somebody, and I say this very lightly, somebody fell from the third floor all the way down, hit the ice, and died. And I'll just let you know that that's not the way that the Galleria is shaped, and I don't know who dropped the ball in the security team, but there's no fucking way that anybody fell. So either somebody jumped or somebody was pushed over the rail, fell three floors, and splat and died amongst all the ice skaters.
That's intense.
So every time I go to Lush, I'm always looking at the ice like, oh, God.
I don't like that.
Okay, I just threw that in there just because. Okay. Are you ready to talk about Tila Tequila?
I'm so ready.
Okay, go.
Okay. So, Tila Tequila, I think everybody knows who she is, but I know who she is because of her, that dating show she had on MTV. Was it like A Shot at Love or something?
Yeah, A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. And then there were two of them. It was one and two because one of my friends was on the second one.
I think I watched the first one. It was on when I was like a senior in high school, I think. Yeah. So I kind of really liked her back then. I don't know why. She just seemed kind of cool. And I actually know all the words to her song. So I'm just prefacing. I don't hate her, right? But she's gone nuts. She was on Big Brother UK Celebrity, and she got kicked off because I believe she was making anti-Semitic comments. Maybe she did it before she was on the show, but anyways, she got kicked off for that. And so I ventured to her Twitter the other day, and she's gone fucking insane. Like, we thought Amanda Bynes was crazy. This is a different level. So I was just looking at, like, her Twitter, and I was laughing at it because it's really ridiculous, and we'll give you a couple examples. But I tweeted, because she tweeted a video of, you know, those planes that are up in the sky that leave a trail behind them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
like the vapor trail or whatever?
Yeah. Well, she made a video of it, and she claimed that it was her rocket coming to destroy the planet. Right? So I quote tweeted it, and I said, "Not today, Satan," not thinking she would look at it. So then she tweets me back, and she says, "If you can see my manifestations, it's already too late for you to repent." And I said, "Shit." So basically, she's telling me I'm doomed. This woman thinks she's a god.
Wait. So in case y'all didn't catch that, Taylor Tequila told Hallie it's too late for her.
I can't repent. I'm done. And all I said back was shit. Because what do you say to that? Like, I'm not going to argue with her. She thinks she's a god. So.
And she has rockets. So, I mean.
Yeah, and where's that rocket at? Like, she thinks she's going to will death on the entire world. I don't know. And I keep thinking, maybe she's just doing it for attention. But the stuff she says, she has to be at least a little bit insane right now. So instead of just reading her entire timeline, because everything she says is ridiculous and it's funny if you look at it the right way, we chose a couple of our favorites, and we haven't told each other what they are. But we thought it would be funny to see if we chose the same ones. And at this moment, I'm not thinking that we did, because she was lit today. And you could go back for months and just find the best one. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to have the same one.
Okay.
Do you think we will?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I want you. Nuts. You go first.
Okay, so she says, "When will people realize that the real reality TV takes place in the universe while everyone else is watching?"
Coming from a reality TV star. She's lost her damn mind.
It's always, like, her thoughts are so broken up. Like, she'll be tweeting about something and going off about it. And then the next thing is something completely different. Then she says, then you have people who will label you as some heartless narcissist or whatever just because you don't want to celebrate forced holidays. Okay, what does that have to do with the reality TV happening in the universe where everybody else is watching? What are you talking about? And then the bitch says, "Oh, my God, I just became more enlightened reading my own tweets. Now I know why silence is golden. See, this is why I tweet shit."
Were those your three?
Girl, I could have 100, but yeah.
I don't have any of the same ones. I kind of thought we would, but like I said, she went nuts today. And Liz just asked if she just had a baby. She did. And she, like I said, she thinks she's a god, and she's going to destroy the earth and all of us. And her baby's name is Heaven. Just throwing that out there.
So weird. Okay, so here.
I have another one when you're done.
Okay, my first one was, everyone has broken dreams, not me. My dreams are as vivid as my sex tape.
Okay.
I have four.
Okay.
I really have five, but one's really offensive, and I don't really want to say it. This one's gross.
No.
This one's gross.
Okay.
How many bottles of water does it take for me to squirt 12,000 gallons of hashtag holy Tila squirt? The mysterious of hashtag Tilaverse baffle me.
Oh, God.
I think this one's my favorite of all. I don't know why. It's just really funny. And I think that I've said it to you. I don't know. She said, P.S., I'm not trying to be relevant. I am, in fact, Revelations. And my last one was, I think people keep forgetting that I don't watch TV, so I have no idea what goes on in your world. I'm just the creator of it.
She's delusional. She's out of her mind. Okay, so my last one is, I hope you feel every turkey burn for your gluttonous enjoyment, humanity.
So
yeah,
okay. Every time you see a great Tila Tequila tweet, just retweet it, because I need them all over my timeline.
You can retweet them and even tag us if you'd like.
You can. Like, when you find a good one, just send it to us, because we're going to laugh with you. And I'm just really mad that she basically said I'm doomed, because I was a fan of her. Like, I'm sure not many people know every word to her song that's called Fuck Your Man.
But you do.
I do. So, Tila, I'm talking to you. I know you created me, but you don't have to be such a bitch. That's all.
And she has a new single that's coming out, and she wants everyone to download it.
She does?
That's what her last tweet says.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. This is fantastic.
This is great news. So we were kind of like, we were guessing, like, okay, what is it that she could be seeking all of this attention for? Because surely it's not anything career-related, because some of the stuff that she's saying is just so offensive. Offensive to... What?
Let me find it. Keep going. Sorry.
Okay. So you wouldn't think, you know, when someone's trying to cause a stir to kind of get their buzz going before they, you know, release a movie, an album, a new season of a TV show, you know, whatever the case may be, a lot of times there's a push before that to create some sort of media frenzy, so that you'll be interested in what this person is doing. And so you would think that if that's what she was trying to do, you know, if you're trying to act a little crazy because of that, just keep it on the little crazy level, not the all the way live, your ass is fucking nuts. I'm not downloading your song because you might be trying to put some kind of juju on me. I mean, no, she's crazy. The shit that she says, not only... you know, is she sending her rockets and telling Hallie that there's no hope for her. I mean, she's on some gloom and doom shit, y'all. So it's not like she's, you know, just trying to cause a stir and get people to notice her. She's doing the weird shit, the way too
she's
much.
She's doing
shit.
The most.
Yes.
Oh, if she called herself, she said, she said, all hail, hashtag Hitila. So she's trying to be Hitler.
That's what I was about to say a few minutes ago, that it was so offensive to all of the people. And then, you know, and it's not just one group of people that she's offending. Once she gets done with one group, she'll go on to the next group and offend them too. She's just, she's all over the place. And you would think that if it was just publicity related, that it wouldn't be so, so unforgivable, some of the shit that she's saying. Like, it's so out there, and it's, I mean, it's just ridiculous to say shit like that to begin with. And then when you think about how offensive it is to other people, it's not something that you just forget about and then buy that person's album the next day. That's not how life works.
Right.
So you would think that she'd go about it a different way, and she's not.
Well, and somebody tried to compare her to Farrah, and I don't think so. Farrah's crazy,
mm-mm.
But Farrah's not that kind. This is a new kind of crazy. Like I said, we thought Amanda Bynes was crazy. Tila is in a different world, probably because she's trying to destroy ours. But she's on a different planet with all this shit.
She's on some terrorism watch list now, too.
She should be. She said that,
I told Holly that they needed to go pick her up before she ends up setting her Pomeranian on fire, too.
I'm just saying. She's like, when she made her name into Hitler or whatever. She also said something like with ISIS. Like, she put her name in ISIS. And it's like, what? I don't get it. Nope. Not today, Satan.
She is on it. Yeah, so you guys keep an eye on Tila Tequila, and if you see anything that's just absolutely out of this world, make sure that you tag one of us so that we can all laugh, because she has lost her shit. So, if you guys are lacking a crazy good dish to take with you to Thanksgiving tomorrow, I'm feeling generous, and you can hit me up, and I will send you the recipe for the best banana pudding in the whole fucking world, and you can ask Callie, because she's eaten it before, and I probably won't ever offer to give it to you again. So if you would like it, you can send me a direct message, or you can tweet me, and I will give it to you, because I'm nice for the next 10 seconds, and that's about it.
10 seconds?
I just have small spurts, dude. Like, I can promise that I'll be nice to everybody in the whole world for the next 10 seconds. I mean,
not everybody.
That's saying a lot. No, everybody.
Okay, so
everybody in the whole world, I'm not going to offend you for the next 10 seconds, okay? And for me, that's saying a lot. I haven't offended anyone yet. I really want to. How many seconds has it been?
You're done.
Okay, fuck all of you. That was rough. Okay, so we are almost done here, and we had a great time talking to you, and tomorrow we're all going to be eating the same thing, so by all means, I don't need to see your Thanksgiving food unless you're sharing a recipe. So don't take a picture of your plate that looks the same as everybody else's plate, because I don't care. But if you're going to take pictures and shit and say, this is the best macaroni and cheese that I've ever had in my life, and you're going to attach a recipe to it, cool. Otherwise, don't. Okay. So I've already gotten some requests for the banana pudding recipe, and I'll be passing that on in just a moment to those of you who have asked me. And we're going to go finish up doing Thanksgiving shit before we have to do family shit tomorrow.
Mm.
We're doing Thanksgiving preparations this evening. But like I said, we had fun with you guys, and thank you so much for listening, and have a great Thanksgiving, and fuck you.
That was not nice. Maybe next time.
The 10 seconds are up.
Maybe next time we'll have a guest that was supposed to be on tonight. If we allow it.
No, because we won't be allowing it.
Okay, that's fine. No special guest.
We had someone who was going to come on, And this person
last time.
Yes. And so this person has 3 times now wanted to come and talk to us. And 3 times now, last time was asleep. Okay. So you don't even get a pass for that. And then this time, they have Thanksgiving family in town, so they're drinking and having a good time with their brother. And so you would get a pass for that if you hadn't missed the last 2 times that you wanted to come on and talk to us. So depending on how I feel later on, I might just tell everybody who it is so that they can all talk bad to him.
I don't know. We'll just say.
Oh, now you want to save him? Now you want to be nice to him?
No, I don't. But somebody just put an asking for your banana pudding, but they don't have Twitter and they don't want me to read their email, so I'll just text it to you. Okay.
Okay, I will email you the banana pudding.
I just didn't look at it.
Okay, I will email you the banana pudding recipe, and I will send it to those of you on Twitter, and...
And take pictures of it and send them all to Smarty, because that's funny.
Take pictures of what? The banana pudding?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you made the banana pudding with my recipe, you should totally show it to me. But if you made some weak-ass banana pudding that's yellow and shit, if you make banana pudding and your banana pudding is yellow, I'm going to need you to know, first and foremost, your banana pudding sucks. Okay? So don't eat anyone's yellow banana pudding tomorrow, guys. Just stay away from the yellow banana pudding. And if you want a recipe, send me your information. I will send it to you, and it will be the best banana pudding you have ever eaten in your whole life. And all of your family will be like, oh, my God, who made the banana pudding? And you'll be sitting over there like, ooh, me, bitch, me. So let me know if you want the recipe. And
okay,
we're done.
Or if you're not in the United States, have a good Thursday.
Yeah. But they still go shopping tomorrow, too, don't they?
Friday. They call it, like, Boxing Day or something.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I meant. So,
yeah.
You guys have a great Boxing Day, and we'll have a great Thanksgiving, and I'm sure that we'll have plenty of stuff to bitch about by the time that we meet up next. So, thanks for listening. Holler.
Bye.